and welcome to Pokemon Go Podcast. As you can tell, based on the fact that I'm doing the intro, Charles is nowhere to be found. I have no idea what's going on with Charles. He just didn't show up tonight. I suspect that it had something to do with the fact that his company is basically consuming, absorbing a whole other company. And so I'm guessing he's got a lot of work ahead of him as I can't remember what his title is, CFO or something of the ambulance company, the small ambulance company that works for. But I'm sure he's got just a ton of paperwork and logistics to figure out this week on that. But with me tonight, we have Kittens and Knives, as Charles would like to say. How's it going, Kittens?
Oh, it's going, man. It's going. It's been an interesting week, but it's been a good week. So,
okay. How's Pokemon been going for you?
Pokemon has been up and down. Up and down. It's been pretty good, man. I am working on level 46. I tried as I could to sneak into Seattle, which didn't work very well. I'll just go ahead and admit it. So that didn't work. But other than that, we got caught some pretty decent shinies, which were unexpected. So, and I'm stoked for this Hisuian event.
Yeah. The Hisuian event looks pretty nice. It's kicked off yesterday and goes for the next 5-6 days. It's until August 2nd. So.
And you're an Arceus player, so you know all about this.
Yeah, definitely plenty of familiar faces from Arceus. And if you anyone who's listening, if you wanted to tune in, you can either watch the VODs on our YouTube channel or you can tune in live on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. To watch me play Arceus. So,
I've been thinking about I'm just not far enough into the game, I don't think, yet. Like, I'm stuck at the point where I have to fight Lilligan.
Okay, yeah. Yep, that was only a few, probably 3-4 episodes back for me. Because I play an hour on Tuesday nights, and that's all of my gameplay is on stream, so.
Oh, that's all you play is on stream?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, because work kind of consumes me, you know, and family and stuff. So, like, I don't have a ton of time to play, but that makes me feel better. Like, I mean, I'd like to do some GBL on stream, but, like, I'd love to do some Arceus on stream. I just feel lost compared to some people.
Yeah, there's a ton. Like, I haven't even gone out to research. Like, a lot of games I'll play, and then if I've got questions, I'll go out and I'll research and figure it all out and get into the nitty-gritty of it. And I've just been playing this one completely a cold open and everything. I haven't been looking up tips or tricks or anything like that. I've just been going with it, so... But yeah,
that's what's up, man. I actually, there's a guy that streams that I found on YouTube. He streams Arceus, and occasionally he has trade links, and you can get some pretty baller trades from him. So I've done that a couple of times. So I've gotten like the Zeraora. I've gotten like the Hisuian Zeraora. I've gotten like a shiny Darkrai, I think, or something from him. But he streams pretty well.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah, that makes me think of back in the day. I don't even know I don't think the newer games have the Wonder Trade system. But when I was playing Pokemon Y, I got into the community there, and there were some people who would... go out of their way specifically on Wednesdays to do what they deemed Wonder Trade Wednesdays. And they would just go ham with sending all kinds of awesome stuff out there. And so for those that are unfamiliar with what Wonder Trade is, in the main series games, in some of them, there was a feature called Wonder Trade where you literally just said, okay, I'm trading this, and it would just pair you with a random person who was also doing Wonder Trade, and you would swap Pokemon. So you had no idea what you were getting. It could have been...
They do it in Pokemon Home now.
Okay. They've got Wonder Trade in Pokemon Home. Nice.
Yep.
See, I haven't even messed around with Home at all yet, so...
In the Wonder Trades in Pokemon Home, I believe you can do up to 10 or like put 10 Pokemon in boxes. And what you get back, you don't know. But like I'll get stuff that's like for Sword and Shield, which I haven't gone back to since I got Arceus. And I'll get some stuff for Arceus, but it's so leveled up that like I don't want to play with it.
See,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's at such a high level that like I just don't want to play with it yet.
Well, and I wonder if they could take the idea of Wonder Trade and implement it in Pokemon Go. I don't know if I would like it, to be honest, because what would end up happening is people would just toss all of their extra regionals into Wonder Trade, unless they restricted what you could toss into Wonder Trade in Pokemon Go. I'll have to think on it. I don't think they do in
Home. As long as you can transfer it between like Go, Brilliant Diamond, Shining Pearl, Arceus, and the other one, Sword and Shield.
Yeah, because you can send Pokemon from Pokemon Go to Home, but you can't bring them back.
Which is a shame, but it's a good way to get rid of excess shinies.
Yeah, well, and... Pokemon Go doesn't have all of the Pokemon even in the back end. Not just they don't have them available, but they don't have them in the back end either. And so they couldn't handle bringing in random stuff, and they're not prepared for that infrastructure. But having some kind of Wonder Trade system within Pokemon Go itself could be interesting.
I think the guy that I watched, like I don't know if he data mines or whatever, but like he finds out like, when, hey, this week, you know, they're opening up the shiny, this legendary and that legendary. And so we'll have codes for it or open Wonder Trades all week. And then he'll put his thing out there. And so, like, you can go get stuff, but, like, it feels kind of half because, like, you didn't earn it and you don't really want to play with it because it's so leveled up.
Yeah.
Can you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, Wonder Trade is definitely... an interesting thing. But then again, a lot of the Pokemon games limit outside Pokemon because they don't obey you until you get far enough in. So like if you brought something into Arceus, because they've got the limiting factor of how many stars you've achieved, that will determine which Pokemon will obey you. So like for instance, I'm a 3-star and I think it's up to level 40 will obey me now. And so as a 3-star, so, like I have a few alpha Pokemon, but they're all level 40 or higher, and so they won't obey me.
Okay. See, I think like level 65 and below obey me.
Okay.
So something like that.
But yeah. But, you know, this is Arceus talk.
Anyway.
Let's hop on back to Go. So this past week, I have done a few raids. I got a Moltres and a Dialga, and then I've done some plenty of Rocket battles, of course. And then as far as the new Hisuian stuff, I have caught a couple of the new Hisuian Quillfish. And one thing to note with Hisuian Quillfish, if you are planning on getting the new attack on it, you want to do that before evolving it because it's cheaper. So if you want to get that second charged attack on a Hisuian Quillfish, you'll want to do that before you evolve it. Neither of mine
really,
yeah, neither of mine have very good IVs, but yeah, you want to do that beforehand. So
it has very high PvP relevance. I mean, it has access to so much.
Oh, nice. I haven't even looked at some of the PvP relevance of the new Hisuian forms. Well, not much, I should say. I did hear that the birds in general aren't that great other than the Hisuian, or not Hisuian, Galarian. the Galarian Zapdos has some niche uses, because those are out now as well. So that's, yeah, not specifically because of this event, but they are brand new, and we'll talk about that here in just a little bit. So let's go ahead and hop over to Discord and see what people have been getting up to over there, which I'm sure you're in.
I'm already there.
But let's see. I went too far on my page.
Okay. Experiences of the week.
Experience. Yep, exactly. let's see. That's all about stuff from DMs, so I'm going to bypass that.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've got a civilian on base, who is here in the chat tonight, says, he opened his game for a few minutes, because he was bored and ended up getting himself a shiny clam pearl. Very nice.
That's there. A great snag, civilian. Those are hard to come by.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I haven't got very many clam pearl in general, let alone a shiny one. And then the WF professor showing off a 100% Rhyhorn. did you want to cover what you put in here?
Okay. And these are legitimate. I got a shiny Ponita or Pointa? I don't know.
Ponita.
Yeah, that's my second one. I got a shiny Galarian Stunkfist, which I never expected to get. Shiny Jumpluff, which was great because I missed community day, so I have not had a shiny. I actually got the shiny Hoppip and evolved it because I wanted the Jumpluff, so that was my first and only one. Happened to catch another Swablu. I clicked on a Glamwow or Glammeow, and I didn't even know it could be shiny. No clue. So there was that, and the Rufflet I caught today.
Nice.
So, yeah, very I was nice. At work. I was at work. I was doing some PvP, and I just happened to catch it. So
there you go. That's a yeah. good, that's a pretty good week.
Pretty so, good that's week not a bad week. Not a bad week.
So and then you know? And then we've got Devosite here. And he says, nothing very exciting as far as catching Pokemon this week, but PvP Little League was good to me. So did 23 battles. Devosite did 23 battles and won 20 of them.
Wow.
Very nice. And then showing off his team here. He's got a Barboach, a Venipede, and a Nosepass.
That's a pretty solid team there. Devosite, get up, man. Get up to level 20, man. Come on. You can do it. I can see it in you already.
I really ought to PvP more. I really don't PvP hardly at all.
I was really unhappy that it switched over because I had like just locked in a solid team for my little cup. I was using a shiny Meowth, and it just wrecks people. Like, people did not expect it. And it was pretty solid.
There you go. I kind of almost wish that they, well, and maybe they don't have enough players to sustain it, but I wish they would just leave all of the different options up and you could choose which one you were going to do.
That would be cool. I mean, getting in right when the new ones start is usually the best time to get in because the meta hasn't settled yet.
Yeah, people
so
are still
kind of like, you know, work with stuff.
Yeah, they're still figuring things out.
Yeah, so.
And then we've got Nolte, the king of the shinies, getting himself 8 shinies, a Zigzagoon, Pampor, Metatite, Whelmer, and 4 shiny Dialga, the Emerald Dialga.
I have not caught a single shiny Dialga or a Pampor.
I saw a tweet from Rock Eddie. Obviously fake because shiny Dialga is emerald, but it was a recolor to make him look like a ruby Dialga. It was a pretty cool recolor.
Ooh, that would be nice. I mean, I dude, You know, I think a lot of people are excited for the August Community Day because of the Murica color on the Galarian Obstagoon. But, man, I wish we could recolor that in just kind of a slightly different way.
you don't like the Kid Rock Pokemon, as Charles calls it?
Yeah. I've also heard it referred to as the Gene Simmons Pokemon.
Yeah, normal Obstagoon, definitely.
But yeah, the Kid Rock Pokemon, yeah, I definitely agree. You know, and maybe I'm just biased because, like, I love that Pokemon. I just have not figured out how to use it in PvP properly. So
yeah, I was using Obstagoon a bit for when I went on a PvP. Well, for me, it's a craze. For everyone else, it's like it's a slow day. But I did this was a few months back. I did like 7 or 8 battles in a single sitting, I was using him quite a bit. I don't even remember what league was going on at the time, but he seemed to be working out pretty good when I was using him.
No, he's good. He's definitely good.
So he's got good. He's got a nice typing for PvP, that dark normal type. I mean, hopefully you don't run into any fighting, but it's, yeah, dark's always a good typing.
He's spammy and I like it. He's also got the best fast move in the game. So counter is the best fast move in the game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So I mean, he doesn't have stab with it, but still it's good. It's good stuff. Now, normally at this point, we would go into the discussion. Try as I might, I have not been able to find the discussion on Spotify. I'll have to have Charles show it to me. But we didn't have anybody reply on Reddit. So we're going to keep this discussion going and we'll cover it next week. For those that don't remember what it was, it's what Pokemon would your favorite video game character have? And the asterisk, the caveat is not from a Pokemon video game or the show. But yeah. So yeah. So again, that's reddit.com/r/PokemonGoPodcast that you can check that out. I linked the discussion post here in the chat. So if anyone here wants to go out and make their own comment right now, go for it. That would be grand.
See, that doesn't work for me because I just exclusively play Pokemon.
Well, there you go.
So
you don't like nothing else? Like no Mario, no nothing?
No. Occasionally, like with my daughter, I'll play Mario Kart. Occasionally. But that's it.
Now I'm imagining some of the bipedal Pokemon driving in Mario Kart.
Oh god, that would be great.
Could you imagine if they had a Mario Kart-esque Pokemon game where they could use their moves instead of getting instead of picking up items, you would pick up like power. So the way the moves are used in the Pokemon games is through power points. So if you run out of power points, you can't use that move anymore. So could you imagine if instead of getting items, you got power points to use some of their abilities so that you could, like if you were Pikachu, you could use Thunder Shock on one of the other opponents or something. That could be, I think that would be a pretty fun game.
If you were Machamp, you could use Dynamic Punch or something. Like, that would be great. I tried playing like the what is it, the Tekken version of it? Of
Pokemon? Oh, yeah, the Pokken tournament? Pokken.
Yeah, and I mean, I liked it, but I didn't like when you had to tag team that you couldn't choose your partner. Like, it was preset. Okay. And I was not a huge fan of that.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't played Pokken Tournament for a long time.
I will play Smash Brothers, but exclusively with Pokemon characters, and I'm not very good at it.
There you go. Yeah, Pokken Tournament was actually given to me by one of our patrons, Paul Puck. Awesome guy.
Oh, nice.
Yep. All right. Well, we are going to go ahead and head off to a brief commercial break, and we will talk to you all in a moment.
The Pokemon Go podcast is made possible 100% by you and other listeners just as awesome as you are. If you want to support the show and get a little something in return, just go to patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast.
Once there's a lad, his name was Joe. He had a thought, a podcast show about a game that all would play. That game was Pokemon Go.
Hey, hey, the Waylord comes as large as a ship and 100 tons. Hey.
All right, and we're back. And before we get started on some of these Pokemon Go news, Kittens and Knives wanted to plug do a little quick plug on a game that's, he says, Pokemon related for
yeah,
it's a mobile
okay.
game, right?
So it's it's a game you can download on your phone. It's called Clawy. It's like the claw game, you know, like where you can get the claw and it reaches down and grabs the prize or whatever.
Okay.
And you don't have to pay for coins. Now you can pay for coins, but every day you check in, you get a free turn and you can earn coins. And they have legit Pokemon plushies on different levels. And I have so far won like a Lapras, a Marowak, a Dedenne, a Mew, like a ton of stuff.
So are these actual plushies that they send to you or just
yeah, and they will send them to you for free if you win.
Really?
Yes, and they are legit Pokemon Company plushies.
Interesting. Very.
You might have to save a little bit on your daily coins to get them.
So basically, you do I'm sure they give you a taste of it, hoping that you'll actually pay for it. But as long as you're willing to be patient, you can build up the coins and get the free attempts for the grabs. It sounds like
absolutely. And if you watch, show you the last person that won, like their video, and then you can like watch the people in front of you, so when you see a good turn, boom, you can go grab it.
Interesting. I'll have to,
and these are not small plushies.
Yeah, I'll have to look at it and see, look into that. So Clawee, it's is it Clawee?
Yep, that is it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll have to look into that. And
yeah, if you want some free Pokemon plushies, check it out.
Yeah, for just logging in each day and collecting coins, it sounds like.
Yep.
All right, so into the news. This past weekend was the Seattle Go Fest, and they had I'm putting in a couple of sources here in the chat right now. So the first one here, apparently they had some issues with Facebook login. That's one of the big reasons why, if you haven't already, I would recommend setting up a couple of different login options in Pokemon Go. So Facebook is obviously one of the options. Your Gmail account, your Google account is also another one. And so that you have a little bit of redundancy. But because of the disrupted gameplay, ticket holders were able to play later on into the evening for 2 extra hours on July 22nd. And then they also had a bonus city session in the morning on Saturday the 23rd for 2 hours as well. And then they, in addition to all that, they also gave a free bundle to the players as well, as 1 star piece, 1 lucky egg, and 1 super incubator. And that these bonuses were specifically for the people that had Friday tickets, because just like past Go Fest events, it's a 1 day ticket. So
yeah, and you know what, I was like super pumped at the beginning of the year. I was like, oh man, I can save and go to Seattle Go Fest. And then when I actually found out like it was a 1 day ticket, and like the cost to get there, plus I don't drink, so like the pub crawl thing, like, not really ideal for me, you know. It just seemed, you know, like a waste of money.
Yep. Yeah, and I would be in the same boat as you. I don't drink as well, but good on Niantic for trying to make it right here. Now, I don't know how long these issues persisted, but do you think that they did enough to make up for the lost time?
I think they did, and from what I understand, you know, there's a couple in-game players that I know who went Shadow Prime, who does a another podcast, and a couple other people who just had a blast. You know, I got some good raid invites actually throughout the weekend, and you know, I heard they had a great time. The shinies were plentiful, they said, and I didn't hear anyone come away disappointed.
Yeah, from everything I've been seeing from especially other podcasts that I follow on Twitter and everything, it sounded like it was a fantastic time. So yeah, and as they do with all their live events, Niantic put out a little blurb with a recap of the day, how many Pokemon were caught, kilometers walked, and then they also, I haven't seen campfire stuff in my game, but they say that they were using campfire to send up flares and whatnot. Is that something that they only had available there, do you think? Have you seen anything about that in the settings for campfire?
I personally haven't. I know it's available to some players. Like, if you can, you know, go download it, I believe you can use it.
Interesting.
And I believe some people can download it, and they just can't quite use it yet. But I believe it's supposed to roll out either now that GoFest Seattle's over or at the end of GoFest Sapporo.
Okay, I'll have to keep my eye on it and everything.
I'm curious. I don't see how it's gonna compete with Discord.
No, Discord is huge for gamers, not just Pokemon Go, but all over. And so yeah, we'll have to wait and see how it all ends up shaking out. They made sure to, Pokemon Go, Niantic made sure to tweet out about some of the different I guess unexpected celebrity, well, celebrity being relative. They had I don't follow sports hardly at all, but they had, I think it's the cornerback for the Seattle Seahawks, showed up and was doing PvP matches with people there and whatnot. So all in all,
yeah, there's unexpectedly like semi, I don't want to call them B-list, but like quasi-famous people who are really, really good at PvP. There's a dude who was on Survivor who has a PvP channel on Twitch who's really good. I forget his name. But Salt and Gnar back in the day did an episode with him. And he kills it at PvP.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some people out there. Like, I mean, and you know what? Now that Worlds has happened, you know, or regionals, and we're getting into Worlds, I think people have noticed that PvP is kind of the way the game is going for longevity, especially. And it's been hard to get matches sometimes in PvP just because so many more people have started playing.
You'd think it would be the opposite, that matches would be easier to get with so many people. But, you know, it also stresses their servers, so I could see that as well.
Yeah, queue times and stuff.
Yeah, and then they also had Buzzwole there making his debut. So I didn't get invited to any of the Buzzwole raids. Did you get any Buzzwole invites?
I did, in fact, get a Buzzwole. So that was nice. But it has yet to be used or pulled out. I'm kind of keeping it in the back pocket. I don't want to use it. I don't really want to use it until other people, like, until everyone has access to it.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, so my initial theory was partially true. I thought they were going to release one new Ultra Beast at each of these events, since there's four Ultra Beasts total. But this is the second Ultra Beast to get released, and based on, I don't think I have a source for it, but some of the data mines, I think we're going to be getting another one at Sapporo, so maybe they just weren't ready.
We are getting a new one at Sapporo, and it accidentally was released to a few trainers in Seattle.
Oh.
So it is currently the rarest Pokemon in the game if they actually caught it, because they caught it in Seattle. Nice. But they caught the Zerkatry.
Yeah, so I thought that my theory was that they were going to release one at each of the ones, but Berlin didn't get a new Ultra Beast. I kind of feel sad for Berlin.
Yeah, they did.
Did they? Did I miss it?
Yeah, they got the white one, the little white stringy bug one. God, what's its name?
I can't remember.
But they did get one. It's like the white translucent bug.
All right, let me see. Ultra Beasts. Oh, are there more Ultra Beasts than I thought there were? Or maybe there's just more in the later games.
There very well could be. Let me see. I don't remember messing
with anything. Yeah, so we got the space jellyfish, as Charles likes to call it, Nihilego, at the first GoFest, the global one. And then Buzzwole was at this past one. Are you talking about Pheromosa?
Pheromosa, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. I don't know how I missed that. They had it there. So my theory is right then. And then Zerkatry, like you said, was accidentally released briefly and will be at Sapporo based on the data mines that show Zerkatry stickers.
That's correct. And I don't know if you know, but right now, and I know I'm jumping around here for a sec, but the Galarian birds are in the wild, like just randomly.
Well, not quite. So they are available, but they're available through the brand new incense.
Yeah, and it's like a 0.03% catch rate, I think.
Yeah. Well, and the chances of even having one spawn are super rare. Why don't we go ahead and start and talk about these new incense? So they've given us what they're calling adventure incense, and you get them daily. I haven't used mine today. Let me catch this Quillfish, and I'll go ahead. I mean, optimally, you would want to use it when you're walking around. I am sitting in my office, so this is definitely a suboptimal usage of it, either when you're walking around or even in the car, as long as you're moving.
And moving at a pretty fast clip, too.
Yeah, yep. There's some people that are highly recommending you be a passenger in a car when you use it. But I'll pop it right now. What it shows for those that are listening podcast, in the upper right of your screen, if you have a plus connected, it's right below the plus icon. And there's the incense there. You get one daily. It lasts for 15 minutes. It's a blue incense, so the Pokemon that it spawns from it, will have the blue outline instead of the pink outline for the normal incense. And since I'm not moving, I'll probably only end up with one Pokemon actually spawning, which is fine. It's not like I'm going to go out tonight and use it. But yeah,
if you are moving at a fast clip, though, it does spawn one every 30 seconds.
Oh, nice. So I didn't know what the exact timing of that was, but that's
nice. That's confirmed. But you have to be moving at almost a jog.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, this is a Pokemon ride-along scenario, unless you want to be jogging.
I've been using mine on the way to work in the morning, because I don't drive to work. I catch a ride. So when I open the game, I don't get the chance to turn it on or off. It just automatically starts. And I don't know why I'm getting that glitch, but for the past 2 days, every time I open the game in the morning, it just starts. So I've learned to do it as soon as I sit down in the car.
It just automatically uses your incense?
Yep. The 15-minute adventure one.
Weird.
Yeah, I know. And, like, I thought about contacting Niantic, but, you know, I don't want to bitch. Oh, sorry, I don't want to complain. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Beep. yeah, so sorry. It's all good. I'll make Charles edit it out later because he's not here tonight. so, yeah. And afterwards, it gives you a summary of which Pokemon that you caught. I used one the other day while I was driving and was using the Pokemon Go Plus. And either this doesn't interact with the Plus, or the Plus, if you catch something with the Plus, it doesn't show up in the summary. Because when I got to where I was going, it said that I had caught zero Pokemon with it. And so there could be a glitch there, or I literally didn't catch Pokemon. Who knows? But the way that these work, these are not truly like normal incense, because you have a chance to get something rarer from these. The early estimates that I've heard, and I'm sure that the Silk Road will do more in depth, but the early estimates that I've heard is roughly 20% of the spawns are in the rarer category. But if you're looking for specifically like the Galarian birds that can pop out of this, that's way, that's like the super, super rare category. So I'm guessing it works similar to how eggs work, where they've got multiple tiers of rarity. And so with the eggs, there's five tiers that on eggs, and so who knows how many tiers they have there. Like I said, I'm sure the Silk Road will do a full deep dive on this and collecting research, and we'll have to take a look at that to see how rare these Galarian birds actually are, because I'm sure that is the main pull for a lot of people in using this, is trying to get those Galarian birds. And I popped this incense almost 4 minutes ago, and literally no Pokemon have spawned from it. So just to show you, you really don't want to be using this if you're just at the house, or if you're not walking or driving or, you know, doing something. Because I didn't even get one Pokemon out of this.
Right, exactly. Now, I do know that. Let's see. I'm looking at Leak Duck right now, and it doesn't say exactly, but I can tell you this, that you are more likely, okay, so from the incense, when you're moving, you're likely to get Zubat, Ponyta, Onix, Hisuian Voltorb, Eevee, Porygon, Ambipom, Hisuian Quillfish, Wurmple, Cricketot, Buizel, Drifloon, Bronzor, Krogunk, Electivire, Magmar, Octillery, Gible, and Panpour. And the only ones that cannot be shiny are Octillery and Hisuian Voltorb. Oh, and Hisuian Quillfish. And the rest can be shiny, even Panpour.
Okay, all right.
Okay. So, yeah, that lasts for 15 minutes. Know if you have hatched or caught anything other than the Hisuian Quillfish, like the Growlithe or the Sneasel or anything?
I haven't yet.
Yeah, those are only from 7K eggs. But the 7K eggs, that's all that's in them, is Hisuian Growlithe, Hisuian Voltorb, Hisuian Quillfish, and Hisuian Sneasler. So you're guaranteed one from the 7K eggs. So if you are not an egg hatcher, clear out your eggs and start opening gifts.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way you're going to get them.
Yep. Yeah, so I'll definitely need to do that and see if I can snag some. And so with this adventure incense, there are some caveats that people have already noticed. For instance, do not use it during spotlight hour unless you want the spotlight Pokemon. Because if you use it during the spotlight hour, the daily incense, it appears from earlier from some early reports that it will spawn the spotlight hour Pokemon, not these custom Pokemon. So, like, for instance, this is from Reddit user Seratogyrus RSA. Popular incense hour, the Metatite, sorry, incense hour, the spotlight hour for Metatite, and of the 22 Pokemon they caught, only 5 of them were not Metatite. All of the rest were Metatite. So, you want to use this when there isn't something like, I assume this would go for Community Day, as well as spotlight hours. I would not advise using that during one of those very limited time frame events.
Yeah, use it in the morning or like when you have time to go for a walk or a break at work or something. Just when you have time to go catch like 15 minutes worth of Pokemon.
There you go.
So, you know, and the only other Hisuian I see we get, I believe, is the Hisuian Braviary, but that's only on the raid day. Have you seen that? It is our first black shiny.
Yeah, it's part of the Ultra Unlock. So because of this past Go Fest, there's an update to the Hisuian event. I've linked that into the chat here. And like you said, the raid day with the Hisuian Braviary making his debut. So yeah, good stuff there. I think the shiny looks pretty sweet there.
Yeah, it's our first actual black shiny.
Well, I mean,
right.
What
is it not?
No, I mean, we've had shiny Charizard for quite some time, and he's
I guess that I'm thinking more along the lines of like Froakie or you know, something special, like you know,
all the Charizard lovers out there are like, what?
Yeah, I know, and please forgive me, everyone. I forget about Charizard constantly.
Yeah, well, so. And then there's Rayquaza has a black shiny available. There's quite a few, true. Actually. Yep,
that's true. I am totally wrong.
The Hisuian Braviary is a pretty sweet shiny though. So if you have an opportunity to grab it, go for it.
Yeah, it should be pretty neat. I'm glad that they're finally bringing these to the game. I mean, it seems like we've been on a roll of them just giving us stuff.
Yeah, well, and there's a lot of people in the community that have been complaining about the daily adventure incense, but personally, I think this is a step in the right direction, providing us, again, we were just talking, we need a reason to get out and about. And I think this is actually a really good reason that they have given us, is these new incense. And then they're the Ultra Unlocks. Again, we knew we were going to get them. I think that it is what it is. Like, I'm not like crazy excited about it, but I think it's a good thing. I think a lot of people are going to really like it. And then Mr. Tambourine here in the chat, the adventure incense, he's points out a great thing here, that it works for rural players as well, which is nice, because it's not dependent on stops, it's not dependent on anything like that, any interaction other than using it and walking.
Yeah, and that's awesome, because there are quite a few people who live pretty far out there.
Yep, exactly. So, yeah.
It's unfortunate that it's like 800 degrees everywhere, but, you know, it's only 15 minutes. I can live with it.
I wish that incense would also work with the Adventure Sync, where Adventure Sync is based on steps, not necessarily actual GPS distance. I wish that incense would work with that too, so that you could, say, for instance, hop on a treadmill with your phone and still activate the incense.
Right. From what I've been told and was supposedly confirmed, the Adventure incense is like straight line GPS.
Yeah. Yep. And then in addition to the Hisuian Braviary for the Ultra Unlock, we also have Unknown S popping up in raids, and Unknowns can be shiny. And then also Panpour is appearing globally. So with the Pasco Fest, we got not Pan Sage, we got Pan Seer. And so we're getting Panpour globally, and then I would assume after Sapporo, we will get Pan Sage. So that would be great. Tuca's Rose is in the house. And so, yeah. So good stuff. We have everything else that we were previously getting from the Hisuian Adventure. And so, yeah, I definitely need to use a bunch of my incubators so I can get myself a Hisuian Doggo. Because I've got one in Arceus, or Arceus, however you want to pronounce it. I've heard it both ways. And he's a lot of fun. When the design first came out, I was like, I don't know. It's a little bit too different than... I still like the original design better, but I am warming up to this new doggo. It's Growlithe. I love Growlithe. So
I'm a huge fan of the Hisuian one, and the TGC card with him in it, the character rare with him in it. It's a solid card.
I don't think I've looked at the TCG cuddly card. I'll have to take a look at it.
Yeah, I wish you could see me and I'd show it to you.
Let's see. I'm gonna Google it right now. I mean, this makes for great podcasting, but I'm gonna take a look at it. All right, boom. Oh, he
is. Yeah, had I been prepared.
He is a cute boy. So I'll link it here in the chat. He's just sitting there all smiley and adorable. So
I mean, he is. There you go. You got to look for the character rare, man.
Yeah. And then we've been talking about Sapporo quite a bit, so for those that are not going, they probably don't realize that it's actually happening this next weekend, Sapporo. So it's August 5th through August 7th, and then we'll get the Ultra Unlocks and everything after that. So they, as they have been doing, which is good on Niantic, they posted a content update for August. And so I'm linking in chat both the official post and also an infographic that was made by, I believe, Legends of Lima or Go Stadium. Legends of Lima. Nope. It's, it says down at the bottom, Go Stadium. There we go. So here in August, we've got Palkia popping up in raids for the next two raid days, and then we're gonna have, or in raids in general, but also specifically raid days, and then we've got Genesect, and then so Genesect's gonna be here August 10th and 17th for those specific raid days. He's gonna be here from the 10th to the 18th in general, and then after that we're gonna have Zacian and I always forget the other one's name. Zacian. You broke up. I'll have to look it up. Zamazenta? Yeah, Zamazenta. Yep, that's it. So they're going to be the later end of August, the 18th to the 31st. They're going to be popping up. Specifically, with Zacian on the August 24th raid day and Zamazenta on August 31st. And then for spotlight hours, again, don't use your new blue incense on spotlight hours, but August 2nd, we're going to have Hisuian Voltorb. August 9th, we're going to have Nidoran Female. August 16th, Joltik. August 23rd, Nidoran Male. And then August 30th, P Dove. And then reminder for this and Community Day, if you do a Mega Evolution, you can get bonuses from that. And then these
in solid Pokemon, except for Pidove, to get XL candy for your Mons for Ultra League.
There you go. And then, as we talked about it earlier, but the Zigzagoon Community Day is August
13th. They're all PvP relevant.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, no, Nidoran Female especially.
Nice. We don't PvP enough, me and Charles. So
I know, I'm trying to get you guys into it.
And then Stunfisk is going to be in the breakthrough boxes as well. So there we go.
Oh, also, and I'm heavily PvP relevant.
Yeah, I forgot the Pokemon World Championships were this month as well, the 18th to the 23rd. Yep. If you're planning on going, I wasn't planning on going, so I didn't really pay attention that much. But apparently there's some kind of public transportation strike that's planned for that time frame. So just keep in mind, if you are going, that you may need to figure out your transportation is what it boils down to. So, yeah.
I did link something in the chat for you to look at. I don't think you can see it.
Yeah, no. Links are automatically, I don't know where that gets set, but links aren't allowed unless you're a moderator.
Okay, that's why. I was trying to show you the card. Okay.
Got it. And then there's a GoFest finale at the end of August, August 27th, and I don't think we really have hardly any details for the finale.
So far, we're kind of in the dark on that, I think.
I'm hoping that at the... it says, stay tuned for more details. I'm hoping that all of the different Ultra Beasts that we've had so far will appear during the finale. I think that would be fantastic.
Oh, well, for sure that's going to happen. That's definitely got to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to think more on what a finale would look like for this. You know what? What if we got Arceus for the finale?
Oh. Now that's an interesting thought.
I think that's probably too hopeful. Just based on Niantic, like I don't even want to get my hopes up for Arceus, but that would be a really neat surprise if it did happen.
One day, Saturday, August 27th. Not even leaked out. No, nobody has any news on it, but I would assume that not only do we get all of the Ultra Beasts, but some of the unreleased Shinies. We can only hope for Cowboy Hat Caterpie. But maybe we'll get Cowboy Hat Snorlax.
There we go. And then Niantic hasn't given us a ton of details in the announcement. Now, they did put more details in an actual post on their blog, but there is actually some new anti-cheat measures that they are putting into the game, and they updated their terms of service and player guidelines. So if you want to see more on that, then you'll need to go to nianticlabs.com and check that out. But yeah, we'll see what they...
Yeah, and if you are using third party or whatever, I guarantee you, no matter how safe you think you are, they will get you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if your phone is rooted or anything like that, or jailbroken, they don't even do like, even if you all you did was jailbreak it or root it and you didn't do anything else, they'll prevent you from playing. And so, yep. Yeah, they are a very much a ban first and figure stuff out later type of company. But yeah, so they're still apparently continuing to improve on that. I mean, they haven't been able to stop spoofers in 6 years, so I wouldn't hold my breath on this actually being super effective. But they will catch some people. And when this first clicks over, anyone that's cheating before the cheaters figure out a way around it is going to get caught. Better safe than sorry. You wouldn't want to.
They've somehow upped their game, they said.
Yeah, well, and of course they're not going to give details on what they're doing because that would just make it that much easier for the cheaters to bypass it. But yeah, so I mean, if someone's walking, you know, 300 kilometers in a day, it's probably pretty safe to assume that they're cheating.
Yeah, I mean, not only that, I mean, but then, like, what do they do about defits or third-party apps like Pokegene? You know, I mean, that's a third-party app that's not, you know, valid by Niantic, but they know we all use it.
Yeah, well, and Pokegene is a little bit different on iOS versus Android, because on Android, do you have Android or do you have iOS?
No.
I can't remember. Because yeah. I think on Android, it's an overlay, whereas on iOS, you actually have to upload the screenshots. And so as far as uploading the screenshots go, I think you're still in the clear because it's not actually interacting with the game itself.
Oh, you're in a different app. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Whereas some of the and I could be wrong. Like I said, I don't have an Android device, but I think on Android it's an overlay that interacts directly with the app, and so that becomes a bit more murky. But yeah, so just be safe on that. And then back to August with the mega raids that are going to be available. There's Mega Obama Snow from the July 31st until August 10th. They have not announced the 10th to the 18th.
Mega Scissor.
Oh, did they finally announce it and I just missed it?
No, but I can guarantee that's got to be what it is.
Okay. So that's the...
It's either Mega Scissor or Mega Swampert, and then the next one is going to be the other one.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see on that one for certain. I wonder why they're... I guess it's because they're brand new, so they're waiting on it. But, yeah, so we'll see. And then there's...
Yeah, they got the bug out event, so maybe they'll save it for that and then release Swampert first. Not sure, but...
Yeah, Mr. Tambourine's guess is Mega Heracross, possibly.
Nah, I wish.
And then the 18th to the 25th will be Mega Slowbro. And then the 25th to the 31st is going to be Mega Ampharos. So, yeah, we've got a jam-packed August that we only know half of what's going on at this point, really, what it boils down to.
Take my money.
Yeah. So we are just about out of time, but I wanted to briefly mention, if not go over in much detail, Niantic is rolling out what they are calling a community ambassador program. I think I'm going to talk about this more with Charles next week, just because we're pretty much out of time. So we'll save that again. But
I'm interested in hearing about this.
Yeah. And so if I'm not mistaken, the first ambassador, like, this is going to be linked in with the Silk Road and things like that. And so, yeah, so it'll be... It'll be interesting to learn more details on that, but we'll talk more about that next week with Charles. I'll make sure to get it into the source as well. Tugas Rose, is it going to be real this time? Yeah, we'll definitely have to look more into that. Next week, Charles and I will talk more into that. One other thing I wanted to briefly mention is they are going to start rolling it out in the near future where people can select an option. I didn't check earlier. I don't think it's there. Oh, it is. Okay. So right here, you know, the people that are watching, if you can see me checking and unchecking it, there's an option in your settings that you can open gifts even when your bag is full. You will not get items, but you can still receive Stardust. And I assume, you can still receive eggs as well. I could be wrong on that. But yeah, so you can...
If you have space.
Yeah. So I don't know if there's a warning or anything like that, but just so you know, apparently this is checked by default, because when I went in here, it was already checked. So yeah, that's there. I just wanted to let everyone know that it is there. If you go click on settings, it's a little bit underneath Adventure Sync. Two options below.
Mine is is already checked, and I did not check it. It is checked by default.
Yep, exactly. And so yeah, just be cognizant of that. I don't know if it gives you a warning saying, "Hey, your bag is full," or anything like that, or if it just lets you open stuff up. I'll have to play it by ear and figure that out. But just as a heads up.
But you'll still get your friendship level increased.
Yeah, friendship level increase, and you might receive Stardust, but you won't receive items. So.
Interesting.
Yep. Yep. And then we do have a few speak pipes. If you wanted to go ahead and maybe turn on, because you're not going to be able to hear it through my headphones, so you might want to turn on the stream briefly. I'm gonna mute you. I'm gonna mute you while they're playing. All right.
Awesome. Let me listen.
All right. All right. So this first one, you're muted now, kittens. So this first one is from Anonymous. Let's see. It's thinking about playing. The rock out of technical difficulties isn't here, but he's still messing.
Oh, hey there. My name's Tom. And I just want to say that Blue Zapdos, you, sir, are a fraud. No, sir, you're a bird.
Anyway, another show. So Tom is back declaring frauds. Blue Zapdos is a fraud. All right. And then we've got a couple more here from DevoSite. So here's the first one. And these were both sent today, actually. So here we go.
So pirates we are today, eh? Which Pokemon could also be a pirate? Arbok.
My first thought was Machop, because in the older games, whenever you ran into a sailor, they always had the chops. But Arbok makes a lot more sense. DevoSite, again, with another post here.
The random trivia on Six Again was some proper off-the-rails trivia. What I'd really like to hear is, Joe, can you do Zigzagoon 3 times in a row quickly? Better yet, I want to hear Charles say Zigzagoon 3 times in a row doing his best Kid Rock.
Zigzagoon, Zigzagoon, Zigzagoon. Yeah, that is a bit of a tongue twister, isn't it? So let's go ahead and bring back Kittens and High Fives and see what he has to say about that. All right. So are no longer muted.
Well, my first thought on a pirate Pokemon, even though I don't think this should be a Pokemon, is Delmize, because it's an anchor. So I really don't think that's a Pokemon, though. I think that's just laziness. Also, I just wanted to mention that I love DevoSite. I think he's great. And I'm sorry I'm not Charles, so I can't do the Zigzagoon thing for you. So I'd like to do my best brothers and sisters Pokey Church, but I just don't have it in me, and I don't want another fraud. So We will leave that to Charles.
Oh, Charles. He is a very unique fella. A lot of no one can do it quite how he does it.
God, it cracks me up every time.
Oh, man. All right. Real quick, we're going to do some random trivia. And since
kittens... Aren't I supposed to say what time is it, Joe?
What time is it, kittens?
What time is it, Joe?
It is time for random trivia. And awesome. Since your prediction is that it will be Scissor that we're getting this next month, well, specifically Mega Scissor, I'm going to talk about Mega Scissor, the pincer Pokemon, evolves from Scyther, and he is a bug steel type. Man, I remember playing with him in Gold Version, and Fire Pokemon just decimate him with the 4x super effectiveness with that bug steel. The first time I got hit by fire, I was like, that was not good. His Pokedex...
When you don't have a fire Pokemon in PvP and you are facing a Shadow Scissor, it's funny because he uses his little claw hand while he's doing his move to kind of like wave bye to you. Like, bye. And then he throws his move.
Yeah, you definitely need some fire type moves to counter him. Because, that steel type especially has so many great resistances. And so, if you don't have something to counter that, it hurts. It hurts real bad. Yeah, his Pokedex entry says it swings its eye pattern pincers up to scare its foes. This makes it look like it has three heads. I never really put together that it was supposed to look like another head. But now that the Pokedex says it, I'm looking at it again. It definitely does look like each claw could be a head. Its shiny form goes from being... And so his normal color is red. His shiny form is more... like the almost similar coloration to Scyther in general, the pale green. The name it comes from, it's either a corruption of scissors, like scissors, or it could be a combination of scissors and razor. Speaking volumes to what he's gonna do to other Pokemon, slice them up. Mega Scissor is tied with Mega Pinsir, Mega Heracross, and Genesect as having the highest base stat total of all bug type Pokemon. So he's up there as far as bug type Pokemon. And when his Mega is available, he's going to end up being even more dominant when it comes to battling psychic type Pokemon in raids. Among other things, but specifically psychic type Pokemon, he's just gonna wreck them. So.
Well, I know we're winding it down, but I have two questions for everybody, and you don't have to answer now. Maybe next week. But one, who's excited for the McDonald's cards coming back?
Oh, I didn't even realize they were coming back.
They are coming back in a couple of weeks, I believe, in August sometime.
Okay.
They come with a toy. So a toy with a coin, but you get a card too.
Okay. Interesting. Because a lot of times when they do the cards, you just get the cards. You don't get a toy with it. I'm sure my kids will be begging for McDonald's quite a bit when that's out.
Well, Pokemon has announced they are releasing a Halloween Boo bundle. $14.99. You get 40 packs of 3-pack cards to give out for Halloween.
I saw something about that. I was wanting to bring it up. Thank you for sharing that, because I was like, we need to talk about this. Yeah. So the idea behind it is that you can give them out to trick-or-treaters. Right?
Yep.
So, I think... I would have had, that would have been pretty awesome growing up, getting Pokemon cards. Because, I mean, you're already going to get a ton of candy. I remember when I was a kid, one of the houses I went to was giving away comic books, and I just thought that was awesome. And so I can only imagine getting Pokemon cards. That should be pretty sweet. Well,
I'm afraid that people are going to snatch them up, and they're going to be hard to get.
That will probably happen, because that's, yeah.
Though the Pokemon Company has been had it like a surplus of product lately, so
that is true. There's a YouTuber that I follow that's been talking about how they've been seeing some Pokemon stuff even on the clearance aisle, which is crazy. Because if you had backed up a year, people would be like, "Nope, you're not going to see that for a long time." But yeah, no.
Oh, GG's. Are plummeting.
Yeah, they're plummeting and plummeting fast. So those that got in the craze hoping to make a buck, you missed your window probably. So, but yeah. Yeah, even the prices of getting cards graded is starting to come down as well. So we'll have to see where that all ends up. But if you wanted to email us, show@PokemonGoPodcast.com, or you can leave a speak pipe like Tom or DevoSite. You can go to the website, PokemonGoPodcast.com, and on the right-hand side, there's a button to leave a speak pipe. If you wanted to include your own sources or take part in the discussion of the week, you can go to reddit.com/r/PokemonGoPodcast to do that. We are on Twitter. And we are at Pokemon Go Pod every Thursday night, and me on Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. You can find a live show on twitch.tv/Pokemon Go Podcast. You can catch our VODs on YouTube, youtube.com/Pokemon Go Podcast. And then Civilian on Base has been blowing it out of the water with the TikTok videos. He's been making for us, TikTok.com/@PokemonGoPodcast. And I think Charles has been crazy busy this week, but last I heard he's got a couple in the queue. I need to pester him to get them posted. And then you can follow me personally at Joseph_Ard. You can follow Charles at RockGodOfPod. Where can they find you? Did you want to plug anything, Kittens?
I will be doing more, actually, on Twitch. So it'll be twitch.tv/kittens and high fives, just my screen name. I have a couple old fringeable openings, kind of TGC openings on there. But I will be doing some more GBL battle streams. And possibly some card openings, some things like that. But I think I'm really going to get into some more GBL streaming. So if you want to find me, you can find me there. I'm also on Twitter, though I rarely check it, at Kittens and High Fives. And that is that.
All right. And then next week, I suppose you can hear me say... what is wrong with you, Charles? You just ditched me tonight. All right, confession.
Yeah, Charles. I mean, thank God I was here.
I know. Kids at High Fives popped in just before the show got started. I was like, hey, you want me to join? And I was like, yes, that would be fantastic. and confession time, I knew Charles was going to be gone. He told me last night. But
we only went off the rails the whole time.
Oh, Charles. Yeah, no, he's been super busy with work and everything, with absorbing the new company, so I get it.
Good for him, though, man. Good for him.
Yeah, well, and it should end up being a huge pay raise for him. But anyway, till next time, stay awesome, and yeah, get out there and catch them all.